You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I am Lisa Wysocki. I'm in Ashland City, Tennessee.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, January 23rd, episode 3869, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
All right, guys, storm's coming. It's on the way.
It is.
Now, Jen, where is Glenn right now? Isn't he in Dallas?
He is in Dallas at the Western English Sales Association trade show. And yes, Dallas is in the path of the Snowmageddon or whatever you're going to call it.
So he's going to be for them. It's ice.
Yes.
Yes.
So Glenn's going to be stuck there for a week.
Well, I heard tell that I don't think it's the state of somehow or another, Dallas has already been put under, I'm going to use my air quotes, state of emergency for Saturday.
Okay.
Well, the trade show runs through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once they're in a state of emergency, you're not allowed to drive. And because they don't, there's no snow plows, there's no cinder trucks, yeah. There's no nothing in Dallas.
No.
Nothing. And Glenn was talking to his Uber driver and he said, yeah, this is going to be bad.
So when is he coming home?
Well, luckily this year he decided to come home Friday morning instead of Saturday morning.
Oh,
so
good
he'll be home. He'll be home soon then.
So he will be home soon. Unluckily, our good friend and next door neighbor, Brooke, who everyone might remember from horse holster fame. She's the inventor of the horse holster.
Yes.
Well, I take care of her horses when she's away, and she takes care of our horses when we're away. Works great. She isn't scheduled to fly out of Dallas until Sunday.
Oh,
so she's
no.
going to get out Wednesday. She's going to get out next week sometime.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So I already texted, don't worry about it. I'll take care of your horses as long as I need to.
Wow. Yeah, I have a friend who's supposed to fly from Nashville tomorrow morning, Saturday, to New Jersey. And I'm like, you're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but you know, we're not going to be open, I don't think.
I know my son is already like, when is school getting canceled? When is school? I'm like, you're going to school today. It's maybe Monday.
I remember
that childhood feeling of like running and looking out the window. I'm like, nobody, yes. Not today. It possibly is 3, 7, 9, 11, or not at all, or 144 inches. We don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Yeah. They keep changing the timeline. Well, yeah. I'm Lisa, thank you so much for hanging out with me again while doing that. Today, we're going to talk to Rachel Wiley. She's an auditor and she got a new horse. And we're going to hear all about that. And then, of course, we have really bad ads. But first, Daily Winnie.
So I'm going to do the birthdays today. And so happy birthday to Martha Kors, and Glenn would pronounce it Amy Mac Eldery. I'm going to go with Amy McElderry. So let us know which is correct. I'm going to be right. I just know it. Yours. So happy birthday to Martha and Amy.
Yours sounds more reasonable.
It does. Yes. Besides, I'm part Irish, so I should know these things.
Okay, now we talked on Wednesday about groundbreaking for my covered round pen.
Yes.
And I am a little surprised at what it's shaping up to be. They've only put the posts in right now, the like metal, because I guess they're going to weld to it or something because it's Oklahoma. so they put the post up, and I am like shocked at how tall it is.
Backstory. Really?
Backstory. The builder, he came out and he's like, okay, how tall do you want it? And he's a horse guy. And I was like, I don't know, how tall do they usually put covered arenas? And he's like, 14 feet, typical, 14, 15. And I was like, okay. So I thought about it. And then I went to my good friend, Google. And this guy rides quarter horses. And I'm like, I use the round pin to free jump sometimes. Like,
yes.
I can't have them jumping and hitting their heads with this little quarter
or
horse.
Your head. Your head.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, we need to go taller. So I Google, what is an appropriate height for a arena for jumping, like an indoor arena? Now, it's not an indoor arena. It's just to cover over my round pin, and I won't be riding over fences, but I just thought I need to go and find out what sounds reasonable.
Yes.
And they were like 17 feet. 17 feet is good. And I was like, if you can do 17, we can do 18. So I had to put it 18 feet tall. Oh my God. I just
so
realized
tall.
How tall 18 feet is when you're like, and it's not even the roof on it yet. That's just the side. The lowest part is going to be 18 feet.
Think of it this way. If at any point in the future, any rescue operations need a place to hide some giraffes, you are ready.
You are there.
Oh my God, I can get a giraffe now.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Perfect. It will have a nice little covered area to sleep in. Oh, Jen, thank you. I'm getting a giraffe. I always wanted a giraffe. And now I have a house for it. I love it.
Yes.
So Lisa, you guys are, you know, soon to start your covered arena. What height is yours?
So ours is 70 by 110. And we are going 14 on the edges, on the sides, but the top of it is 21. And so the rafter, they don't have the rafters that go across. They just go. So for what we're doing, just for therapeutic riding, I think 14 is fine. I thought it was going to be too low, but we have another therapeutic riding center here in Middle Tennessee that has a very similar arena. And I went and checked that out and watched them ride in it. And I think 14 will be fine, but 18, I'm so jealous.
That's a little overkill, not going to lie.
Oh, well.
I was riding Miami Moonlight Roy, we call him, yesterday. And they just put up the poll. So I took a picture of it. So maybe we can use that as partially one of the pictures for the show notes, because, oh my God, it's really tall. But you know what? I'll never regret going too tall.
You will never regret that.
So you're right. I can't have my giraffe. See, you can't have a giraffe in your big bougie covered arena, but my tiny round pin can house a giraffe.
Well, this is true. But our center will be 21. So if he just wants to hang out in the center, we could do that.
Never mind. You can have one too. Giraffes for everybody.
That's perfect because giraffes are the cutest four-legged animals next to horses. So
oh my God,
out.
They're like
they
basically
are.
The same
they
thing,
are.
But like stretched out. It's just, obviously, we need to have them. Okay, giraffes for everybody. We decided that. We just need to find a broker. I'm going to make some calls. But before that, let's hear from our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Why don't you go for it?
Oh, I could do that. So if you're seeing any of the signs of vitamin E deficiency in your horse, stiff, sore muscles, neurological issues, lack of energy, poorly developed top line, weak immune system, any of that, studies show that vitamin E levels drop when horses don't have enough access to fresh green grass. And boy, this time of year, you know, there you go. Elevate Natural Vitamin E can help. A research-proven, powerful antioxidant, Elevate maintains healthy muscle, nerve, and immune functions. It does this by delivering a high bioavailable source of natural vitamin E that's preferentially absorbed and retained in the horse's tissues. Elevate comes in four formulas: a fast-acting, water-soluble liquid, a maintenance powder for long-term care, a concentrated veterinary formula powder, and a vitamin E and selenium powder. So if you're interested, for more information, go to kppusa.com.
Every one of my horses gets that in the winter, just naturally. They just do. Now, Miles gets it year round, my Andalusian. And it's because I restrict his grass intake because he's a giant blueberry. I restrict his grass intake with a muzzle. So, and then what I noticed is that after I started restricting his grass intake and I wasn't giving him E, that he got spooky. And I really? Didn't know that. Yeah. And I didn't know that that's like a sign of vitamin E deficiency. So if your horse all of a sudden becomes spooky, now he's been on the vitamin E for like 2 years and he's like a billion times better. So, you know,
wow.
I think that vitamin E is just the most important thing that you can give your horse, you know,
right.
And you can't really overdo it because it's water soluble. So,
yeah.
You know, they're just going to pee it out if they have too much and they'll use what they need. So I can't, everybody I talk to, I'm like, do you have a money? Like even before horses come to me for training, I'm like, you got to put them on E for at least a month before they come. Because it's just, I don't want to get your horse here and be like, this horse needs E, you know, obviously.
Right, right.
So real important. Big
amazing.
Fan.
Amazing product.
Yeah. KPPUSA.com. Okay. Now we're going to go to our guest, Rachel Wiley. I'm so excited to welcome our first guest to the show. We have our auditor, Rachel Wiley, and she just adopted a new horse. So in keeping with the theme of like everybody talking about their new horses, we invited Rachel on to talk. And in the world of if you come and take a clinic here, it just seems to make lifetime friends for me. And Rachel is one of those now lifetime friends. We've traveled to Kentucky together. She came and visited me when I was in Atlanta last time. She's the one I went tack shopping with. And I would just like to welcome Rachel. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Fantastic. How is, well, I mean, I know about all about him. So talk to us about your new horse.
Well, he is a lovely, unraced 3-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred. His race name or barn name, since he never raced, was Cooligan, but we are calling him Coolio, thanks to Jamie.
Coolio, baby!
And we're going to play Fantastic Voyage anytime as his walk-up song.
I got to tell you, I was in the mall the other day and they have a Spencer's, and Spencer's gifts is still like it was when we were all teenagers. And I walked in and I looked and they had like Snoop Dogg shirts and they had all these wrappers. And I was like, excuse me, do you have any t-shirts with Coolio? And the like 12-year-old who was manning the register was like, who's Coolio? And I'm like, oh my God. Go back to school. And how is Coolio doing?
He is fantastic. We are using everything we learned at your clinic and just taking it step by step as if he'd never been ridden. He is a good baby. Love him.
Oh, that's so cool. So tell everybody kind of like, first of all, you have another horse, a mare, who is just a delightful angel, and you were ready to get another horse. Walk us through why you decided to do that.
Yes, Roxy is lovely. She is a grade quarter horse, mid-teens. She is willing to do whatever and try whatever, but she is not wanting to jump. She does love fox hunting. She's just getting a little older, requiring more maintenance. So I wanted to use the things that I learned at Jamie's with the intro clinic and just bring something along that could eventually fill her big shoes.
Okay. So why did you decide after I have this little angel quarter horse mare to go adopt a 3-year-old off the track thoroughbred?
Well, marching toward death, I'm 50, and why not need to do it at least once in my life?
Absolutely. See, you learn all sorts of good things when you come here. March towards death, buy the horse, adopt the horse, whatever. And how did you decide on this particular one?
Yes, so I filled out the adoption application at Nuvo and just had one that I really liked there. And of course, he was already gone by the time I started emailing the adoption coordinator. And she and I got to talking, got to emailing back and forth. And finally, she sent me Coolio or Cooligan and said, he's not online yet because I kind of wanted to keep him for myself. What do you think about him? And so I immediately sent him to Jamie and said, what do you think? And used her advice to choose him.
Yeah. So she sent him to me and I was like, well, I want him. So probably you should get him. I love him. He's so adorable. And of course,
he's a gray.
He's a gray. So we just like to put elbow grease into things, apparently. So your other mare is the color of dirt. So you needed one to groom and bathe.
Oh, absolutely. And I was not choosing on color, but it has always been my dream to have a dapple gray. I know he will gray out and turn into whatever eventually, but it was kind of a dream since I was little. And he just happened to fit the bill, was not looking for color, but he had it.
He seems very, very sweet. Now, what are some of the particular challenges that you've had with him?
Well, he came to me very touchy around his back end. Fine with the cinch, but occasionally would kick out, and it had gotten a little worse. And so eventually I brought my chiropractor, who's also a vet, in, and he's extremely hot on his hind gut points. So we are now treating for ulcers. And so that's fun.
Yeah, that's really fun. And I'm sure it's not expensive at all. I didn't just go through 30 days of ulcer meds with a cribber. So it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's all fine. It's all good.
He's so worth it. Is he doing better on the ulcer points now that you've got him on the ulcer guard?
He is. We are only a week into treatment, but she had me give him a total and complete week off so he didn't associate pain with work, which I thought was very smart. And we are slowly building back up, just starting back over square one with the groundwork, with all the money, the dually halter work, and just building him back up so he's confident and happy again.
So you've got this. What are your plans and goals with him?
Well, hopefully he will decide that he would very much like to be a fox hunter, hunter pace horse, ride fast, drink fun things, and play horse. But we'll see what he has to say as we bring him along.
Well, if you guys haven't noticed, Rachel has a bit of a twang to her voice. She is currently in Decatur, Alabama, North Alabama. So you're not too far away from Lisa here.
No.
Are there a lot of options for you guys, even Lisa, y'all in that area to fox hunt and do all the fun things on the field, running and jumping?
We have a fox hunting association in southern Tennessee, down past Lewisburg, near the Alabama border, and they're very, very active, but I don't know, what's it like in Alabama?
It's actually pretty decent. Here in North Alabama, we have two hunts. We have Full Cry in Moreland, but unfortunately, Moreland just lost their huntsman unexpectedly, but I have been up to South Tennessee to Linville and been out with the Mills.
Yep. Yep.
And they are phenomenal. They are so much fun.
Yeah, I forgot. We also have the Hillsboro Hounds, which is in the Franklin, Tennessee area, just south of Nashville. I haven't kept up with them. I used to be more active with them. I never rode, but I did like their newsletter and some of their marketing years ago. Good group of people there.
It is so much fun. And there are several smaller eventing barns around that have play days, and you can just come out and enjoy their course and play. And so that's been fun also.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was in high school, I used to follow the fox hunt in Minnesota where I was, and, you know, just do, you know, the lower jumps or go around them or whatever. And that was a ton of fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's more about just enjoying the people and enjoying the horses and enjoying the scenery and just having a really good time. What's in your flask? That sort of thing.
I need to fox hunt with y'all because I'm like Monica from Friends. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
there's a lady out of South Tennessee that has lovely hirelings. So you're going to have to come down and we'll go out with Mills and we'll get one of her hirelings for you and have a great time.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Now, Rachel also is Lisa. She's part of our Kentucky trek when we go to.
Yes. Yes.
To the Kentucky 3-day. And it's not often that you have a tried and true shopping buddy, you know, like where you're out there together and you're shopping together. And Rachel is that person for me. I love it. And she even came to Atlanta to shop with me and show me where the tax stores were in Atlanta over Thanksgiving.
It's so great when you have somebody right there who gets you, you know, and who knows exactly what's going to work for you. Yeah.
I totally agree. If I can get out from underneath this cribber by the time April rolls around, then I think that what I'm going to do is I think we should go to the New Vocations Open Barn and Barbecue, which happens the Friday in Kentucky, instead of doing like our typical meet up dinner. Let's all meet at New Vocations. And if I get out of this horse, I'll adopt one. Come on.
There you go.
Dinner with a cause.
What's the date of that?
Well, whatever that Friday is for the 3-day. Let me see.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Are you going to come with us?
Well, I was going to say I might because I'll be in Lexington for the movie shoot. We start shooting May 3rd. So, but I'll be up there ahead of time.
Oh, well, I mean, what's up, Bougie? I've got a movie to shoot.
That's so cool. I'm just going to jump in here. How cool is it that we know somebody that says, I'll be in because of the movie shoot?
I know. I know. It just continues to prove that Lisa's so much cooler than the rest of us.
No. I just want you guys to be in it.
Rachel, are you in? Let's be in the movie.
I am so in.
I am so good at drinking coffee in the background of people. Like,
see?
Or you need a singer, because clearly I'm very skilled.
Of course. Yes.
We can do a duet.
love it. Well, what's on the agenda for Coolio today?
Well, I have already been to the barn this morning because I get to spend the day taking care of my mother at the cardiologist. Y'all both know how that goes. And so he just got Loves and Pets and checked on him with his blanket because I've done all my storm prep. I'm usually on self-care at the barn, but I have paid my barn manager and gotten all their food together and blankets together for the weekend just in case the worst happens.
I think that's where we all are right now. Like, I was telling Lisa and Jen, I'm like, right after this, I have to go to Costco. And I'm frightened of going to Costco at this point, the day before the storm. You know what I mean? Like, this was a bad decision. I left too much. And the husband right now, I just saw him drive by with a round bale. I'm like, we need hay for everybody. I went to and bought a new like metal tub because I've got said cripper horse in a separate paddock, and I would like to have a heated water for him in the pasture so I don't have to break ice. You know, like, things are you guys, it's so much easier now that technology has caught up.
Yes. You don't have to go out with an axe.
True. Although I still have my axe.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Exactly.
I only bought like 6,000 feet of extension cord yesterday, Lisa. It's fine.
Yeah. We're trying to get a generator set up. And, so that's a process.
Yeah. One of the things that they said when you buy a house in Oklahoma is like, you're going to need a whole house generator. And my husband's like, psh, no, like what? 2 days a year? Yes. Yeah. 2 days a year.
Yeah.
Get the damn generator. What is happening? I'm like, yeah. So basically, I did say that technology is great. However, if power goes out, we're all screwed.
There you go. I just want to keep the pipes from freezing. That's all I want. I don't care if I get cold. I just want the pipes to not freeze.
Yes, please don't freeze. Please don't freeze. And what is North Alabama looking like this weekend for the weather, Rachel?
You know, anything from 2 inches of ice to 2 inches of snow to just 2 days of rain, we're right on that line. So anything could happen. So we're ready for all of it. I had my husband crank up the generator yesterday just to make sure it was running.
Well, that's good. Maybe I need to call him.
he can help me. There you go. I'll send him up.
Okay.
Hey, hon, you're going to have to run up to Tennessee, okay? Lisa needs some help. I got this in a text message yesterday, and it says, it's the weather report for Oklahoma, and probably this is for y'all too. Snow possible anywhere from 0 to 144 inches. Maybe. Could start at noon, 3 o'clock, 7, 9, or 10. Might be today or might not. Possibly none.
Yeah. That's where we are.
That's exactly what they're saying. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Although our forecast has changed. You know, on Wednesday, it was 25 inches of snow. Well, now they're saying, oh, no, we're only going to get 8 to 10 inches of snow, but then we're going to get like about an inch of ice.
Oh,
so I'd rather have the 25 inches.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, at least we'll get some moisture and in this awesome drought that we're all in right now. But Rachel, yes, thank you so much for coming on and join us, and give Coolio a kiss on the nose from us, as he seems to love, because I see a lot of pictures of you kissing his nose.
Oh, yeah. He uses his nose like a tool. He's very still baby nibbly, so we do lots of kissing.
Perfect. I love kissing biting horses. It's so fun.
Oh, I know. It's so smart.
All right. Love you, mean it. Talk to you soon.
Love y'all too. Have a great day.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Yes, it is that time of the week again where you send in the terrible ads for farm horses, farm equipment, small animals, dog, whatever is in your Craigslist or your Facebook feed. And you, if you ever see, you're like, oh my God, that's just terrible. Yeah, that's what we like. We are going to read them as written, and we give prizes away. And if you are just, if you send them in, even if we don't read it, you're still entered in the prizes. What are those names? Let's see. We've got Shelly, Janelle, Alyssa, Aaron, and Melody. You're all entered in the prizes as well. Lisa, why don't you tell us what the first prize is?
First prize is an Amigo Close Contact Saddle Pad worth $50. And it's combines durability, breathability, and comfort to ensure the best performance for your horse. It's made from hard-wearing polycotton material, and this pad is designed for long-lasting use. The cool mesh lining promotes air circulation, keeps your horse cool and comfortable during rides. And I have to say, we have one of these. It's pretty awesome.
You like it? Yeah.
I do. Well, I do.
These prizes are all provided by State Line Tack. StateLineTack.com is your home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you, and maybe your dog, your chicken, whatever. They have everything. The next prize is the Amigo Polo Wraps in Bramble color, which we determine is like kind of like an olivey color. Really pretty. And they do have matching saddle pads too. So you can, obviously you're going to have to buy that. The Amigo Fleece Bandages offer flexibility, comfort, and style, making them an essential addition to your horse's gear. These bandages can be used in the stable, while traveling, or during exercise to provide added protection and support. Made from bonded anti-pill breathable fleece material, they ensure a luxurious feel and maximum comfort for your horse.
Cool.
And so Shelly, Janelle, Alyssa, Aaron, and Melody, you guys are all entered. And then why don't you start? Oh my gosh, the first one comes from Rachel Wiley.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I love this ad. I've only read part of it, but meet Jack and Jill. Unfortunately, like all bad love triangles, this one must come to an end. Jack loves Jill, but he also loves Reba. Reba ain't about that life, so she won't have him around anymore. Jill still wants to work things out, but regardless, now Jack must find a new home. But in the interest of keeping Jack some company, Jill could also go with him, like a weird marriage counseling situation to try and save what they once had. But not the most gentle of mules, but they ain't going to kill you. I've rode them all over the barn and led small children on them. They need work, but if your kid's a hand, they ought to stick to their backs pretty good. They've shown some pictures of Jack and Jill and Reba. And you kind of know why Jack was looking at the other options anyway. Clearly, this is after they had their fight and they're no longer getting along. They can deliver for a fee, PM with any questions. And PS, if not located, relocated soon, I think Reba might eat him. I'm scared. He's scared. I'm not even real sure she's not scared. Please help him before it's too late.
I'm assuming these are little mule donkey. Like, hopefully they're little minis.
I hope so.
Fantastic.
Yes, Jack and Jill and Reba just can't get along.
Bless them. Bless them. All right, Nicole.
It's the Craigslist version of a reality show on Netflix.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. It.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. That's Bravo for you.
There you go.
And now airing on the Bravo network, the saga of Jack and Jill the Donkeys. All right, Arizona Horse Corner. This is where the other one comes from. This is a fantastic resource for terrible ads. Ask me how I know. I lived in Arizona for 10 years and we poured over this thing. Nicole sent this one in. I haven't read it yet. Of course, I don't read them until we're going now. Yep. So, warning, side eye included, alfalfa required, emotional stability preferred. Adoption post. Tigger and Eeyore, alfalfa motivated, emotionally complex. Meet Tigger, 3, and Eeyore, 4. It's
donkeys.
2 donkeys with strong opinions, 0 criminal records, and 1 shared weakness, alfalfa. They would absolutely sell your soul for it. Eeyore's name fits in perfectly. RBF is his full-time job. What does that mean? Oh, resting bee face. Okay. His full-time job. He's quiet, observant, missing part of an ear, missing 0 attitude, and judges constantly. Trust comes slowly, but once you have it, it's ride or die. Tigger is sweet, kind, and emotionally available. Recently beat a leg abscess. Vet cleared, still healing, still dramatic. Would like praise, reassurance, and snacks immediately. They came from rough situations, so they need patience, softness, and consistency. They are not broken, just deeply unimpressed by your nonsense. If you want instant trust or a push-button donkey, this is not for you. Hold on, side note. Has anybody ever thought you would get instant from anything from a donkey? Probably not.
No.
If you're emotionally stable, snack reliable, and okay being judged by a donkey with RBF, we should talk. Forever Homes Only, I love them too much to negotiate. You can find these two in Sierra Vista, Arizona, and I wish the pictures were bigger because donkeys are super cute. But
yeah,
what's up with the donkeys and mules getting rehomed today?
I don't know. There's a lot of donkey attitude going on.
Oh, the next one's not a donkey, and I can't wait for you to describe these beautiful photos.
Well, so this is in Alabama. It says $2,700 or best offer, Lacey's Spring, Alabama. And so all I'm seeing is photos. Is that correct, Jamie?
I think that was the description.
Okay, so we have $2,700. The first photo is the horse rearing, and there's a line attached to the halter. It looks like somebody's trying to pull the horse down.
Describe the halter, Lisa.
So the halter looks to me like I don't know. It's like halfway down the horse's neck, and it looks like the rope is like maybe attached up under the throat latch.
It looks like a lariat.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, absolutely. And absolutely doesn't fit the horse. There's a picture of somebody riding the horse, sitting on the horse, and it looks like they're trying to get the horse to back up, but the horse's head is thrown up in the air and ears are back. Horse doesn't look real happy at all.
And what is that rider wearing, Lisa?
You know, shorts and barefoot, looks like. heels are up. Can't see the rider's head, but yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're barefoot with their heels up into the horse. And and it also looks like they're holding their reins incorrectly. But there
you go. All of it. It's a big hot mess.
It's a sort of sorrel.
And the rearing photo is not like one of those calendar shots where they're like rearing, you know, to be like in the snow or in front of a sunset. This horse is like rearing and lunging to the side, like trying to get away. So
yes. And the third photo. This one's just horrifying to me. The saddle is like halfway back on the horse's back. And there's a breast plate across the front trying to hold the saddle. But this saddle is up over the horse's hips. And I mean, please, somebody come get this horse out of this situation.
All right, Rachel.
Yeah.
It's out in Alabama, North Alabama, Lacey Springs. Go get this horse now.
Go get it. The saddle that
they do have on it is one of those, because I kind of want the saddle too, because it's one of those big, beautiful, like ornate Mexican saddles. I love those big plate. I rode on it in Mexico. I love it so bad.
They look cool. I will say that this does look like a gated horse.
It looks like a hot mess is what it looks like.
True.
Thanks, Zoe's. Yeah, thanks. Oh, did we not say Faye's name? Okay, Faye sent the one in. Zoe sent the next one in, and whew, I love this. I love this. This is from Dressage Horses USA and Canada Facebook page. Meet Dumbledore. He's Gryffindor brave, Ravenclaw smart, and Hufflepuff kind. Looking for a horse that makes you feel like you're floating without using Wingardium Leviosa? Not even a Nimbus 3000 can give you the lift this guy does. Okay, I already want the horse. Already. I want him already. Okay. Moving on.
maybe she wants a cribber and you could trade.
Oh, we can trade. Perfect. Yeah. Dumbledore is a 6-year-old Hanoverian gelding who has a brain Hermione would approve of. Kind, honest, and wants to work with serious rideability. By the way, that is all bolded. So like Sirius Black, yep.
Yes.
You get it. We all get it.
We get
with
it.
Serious rideability and gait so smooth, they should be classified as illegal under Ministry of Magic regulations. I don't know whether to make fun of this or to love this. What do you think? What should we do?
I love it.
Okay, so we'll go with the love because it's so nerdy. I almost want to like cringe, but like it's kind of cringy. Well, but
I'm looking at it as a writer. I mean, just the writing in this is fabulous.
Fantastic. Okay, let's go with that. Dumbledore is schooling first level and shows all the signs of being an FEI contender. No time turner required. Wizarding credentials, 2020, 16-3. Despacito and all the fancy extensive names of warmbloods that I can't pronounce. Sweet as butterbeer, sensible as Professor McGonagall. Not spooky, in parentheses. No dementors here.
Love that.
Elastic floaty movement that shines in the Quidditch, dressage arena. Clean x-rays available, cleared by Madame Pomfrey.
Of course.
Located in New Jersey, less than an hour from EWR, Blue Network optional. If you're ready to, it would be snap, but they bolded it and all caps done the word snap and then added an E. If you're ready to snape up a horse who's Gryffindor brave, Ravenclaw smart, and Hufflepuff kind, PM me for videos, x-rays, and all the magical details.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. And of course, he's like stunning. And she's riding him with a griffin. It's a black warm blood. And she's riding him with a cape on. I think it's just drawn in though. And then he's got a Gryffindor scarf on. Oh,
it's awesome.
I love it.
It is awesome. Yes. Yes. That's okay, another one.
You get to read the next two because mine was too long.
Yes. So thanks. Okay. So this one was sent in by Kelly. And she has a question. Was it something trying to get in or out? And so this is for a Brenderup Bachmann Equitrek trailer. And the ad says, oh my goodness. Hi guys, I'm looking for any input or advice. I have someone selling this Brenderup Royal locally. It's a mess, but I was considering trying to fix it up. Just wanted others' thoughts on it if it's worth it. Thanks. Holy cow. So Jamie, it looks to me like somebody took a chainsaw and cut a hole in the front of the side of the trailer. Is that what it looked like to you?
It's like an escape door. Like it's supposed to have an escape door in front of where you lead the horses.
Yes,
at, but
yes.
There's no escape door. Somebody just chainsawed a hole.
Yes,
door
a hole.
Hole.
Yes, yes. And it's got so much mold on it that I don't know. I mean, like a whole swimming pool of vinegar would not fix this.
No,
I mean, seriously, I mean, it is covered in mold and oh my gosh, the tires look terrible. And I whoever wrote this ad, no,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Oh my gosh. I mean, why do you chainsaw a hole in the side of a horse trailer?
And that's what the question was when Kelly said,
yes, we're getting in or out.
She said, my question is, was it something trying to get out or get in?
I know what this is. This is not actually a horse trailer anymore. This was a prop for a horror movie they were making for YouTube, but it never got released.
That's it. That's it. That has to be it. Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. Exactly.
Now, you're going to read the next one, but I would like to say that this one has been around, I think, since we started Really Bad Ads. It's like the, you know, the thoroughbreds that need to be rehomed. Like, it goes around every couple years.
Yes.
And Hannah and Clark both sent this in, and I just think that it's worth repeating because it is so fantastic. And you have to describe what the where the ad is coming from.
Yes. So... So the ad is, there's a picture of a, I don't know, a bay or a dun colored horse.
It looks
horse.
Like a picture from a newspaper.
It does. Yes. It looks like it's from a newspaper and also really bad angle on the photo. I have to say that. So 3-year-old mare, part stallion, is trainable, but needs training for riding, is friendly and loves people, loves to run, especially being groomed.
What?
Kid friendly. Just asking for $700 with saddle included. And it's in Florida there, Jen.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So a mare that's part stallion and runs and is kid friendly. There you go.
I love that it is trainable and you can train it for riding.
Yay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Stephanie sent the next one in, and this is Northern Illinois Horses Facebook page. Oh, this picture. Fantastic. All right. No punctuation. Does it bother you to look at the no punctuation ads as a writer?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Which says, I'm so glad you're reading this one.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. PM me for more info, but I am looking to trade this gelding. He is 3 years old for a mare or beater truck. PM me for more info on him. He is registered, but I don't have his papers. What is this picture?
The head's cut off.
The head of the horse is cut off. The legs are cut off. Like, all you're seeing is basically the shoulders, and it's through a fence and it's in deep snow.
Yes.
So it's a mess. This is a mess.
What do people think when they're trying to sell, I don't know, even, you know, a truck or a bicycle or a horse or a dresser, you know, and not have a good photo? I don't get it.
You're giving people too much credit.
I don't get it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. So this one was sent in by Mackenzie, and this came from Dressage Tack Trader. Oh, I love this. My ex left me this bridle. It's brand new. I'm not a horse guy. Kind of wish I was. Okay, ladies, here's a guy. Could be a horse husband.
He's single. Yep.
Okay. But sadly, I don't even know the anatomy of this bridle. So be gentle on the questions. Oh, he sounds really sweet. Aww. Okay. What do I know? What I do know is that it's padded and cob size. It was a limited run, so this is the last one in this color. I hope I priced it well for Cyber Monday. Let me know if you're interested. Happy shopping. Okay, so he's in Oregon, ladies. So, you know, yes, there's a bridle here, but it also looks like bridle parts.
Yeah, it's a bridle for sale, blah, blah, blah. The point is, go on to Dressage Tack Trader and find this guy. His name is Sean, and he's single, ladies, and he's in Oregon. Go get him.
He wants to be a horse husband.
He wants to? And he knows it's a cob-sized bridle?
That's something. But you know what I got out of this? He knows he doesn't know a lot, so that's really cool.
He's trainable.
Yes.
He's like the other horse. He's trainable, but needs training.
Does he like to run while being groomed? We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe he probably stands still for that, if I know men.
Yeah.
it's the ad that has like, it's a red, white, and blue blingy brow band. So you'll see it.
Yes. Yes. Go get him. He's worth saving.
And if somebody gets him, please message us.
Yes.
I need to follow up.
Yeah.
The next one is the Facebook page. Oh, yeah. The Facebook page called Horses for Sale Under $1,000 Near Me.
Okay.
That's the Facebook page. All right. Now, I found this one because I don't know what I was thinking when I saw this, but it just made me nervous. Two dogs for a nice horse. Anyone interested?
Okay.
Okay, that's the ad. Okay, two dogs for a nice horse. Anyone interested?
And we don't know what kind of dogs or horse, right?
Yeah, no. And you would think nobody would write back because that is a very obscure, ridiculous two dogs. I don't know if they're trading the dogs or wanting to get the horse or wanting to get rid of the dogs or wanting to get the dogs.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
So the first comment is location. No. You don't need to trade any horses for dogs or dogs for horses. Don't answer this.
No.
The next comment is what kind?
What kind of what?
And the next one was more specific. It says, what kind of dog? Then nobody cares about the horse. Save the dogs. Okay.
Oh,
there's a Facebook page for everything. How do they know where I am? I'm going to find that page.
You need to find that page. And so they need to take lessons from whoever wrote the Harry Potter ad.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. I wonder if AI wrote that. Can you tell a difference being a writer between AI and not AI?
Sometimes there are some clues. So like AI uses a lot of dashes, and there are certain like keywords and phrases that AI will use frequently. So but I'm not an expert in that. So, but some people are, and they can tell. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I heard that like, if you're hearing something in AI, they have trouble with compound words, like the voice in it. Like,
yes,
like, I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't.
Like bookcase.
And they'll be like book, case.
Yes.
Yes. So that's one of your things.
Well, I don't think they use contractions very well either.
No.
Do not versus don't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Susan sent the next one in. Is this the last one? Yes, the last one. It's yours. Oh, Susan and Brooke both sent this one in.
They did. Okay. So this came from Performance Horse Central. It says Jack Daniels, 34, aka the reason trainers carry health insurance. 2023 AQHA Bay Colt gives the pedigree NN on all panels, short on height, long on hill, yes. And then there's a video. It says, helmet not included. Trainer with core strength recommended. He's not here for your hand holding. He's here to go to work. You ever wanted a Ferrari with a mind of its own and a hair trigger throttle? Meet Jack Daniels, 34. He may stick a tick over 14 hands, but he comes in hot. And he will outmaneuver your lazy ass leg cues, your half-assed seat, and your ego. Warning. Labels may include, might toss your trainer just to make a point.
Yeah. Compact
frame, unholy torque. Stands 14-1-ish now, will finish 14-2 with shoes and attitude. too fun for the timid, too fast for the takers. Can two-step, might outdance you, won't apologize. Moves like Jagger, attitude like a golden retriever. You want personality? You got it. This colt two steps for fun, plays tag with the dog, and acts like he's auditioning for Yellowstone. Baby edition. He's playful, people-y, and generally enjoys having a job, but like on his terms. He's not mean. He's not bronky. He's just smarter than most. He's smarter than most adults, and occasionally a little extra.
He's a little extra. It's funny. What I got out of that was like he's super... too much. And then they're like, but he's really sweet.
I know. It's like, he's going to dump you, you know, and then he's going to come over and, you know, come
lick you,
hang out with you on the ground.
You. Yes.
Wow.
I'm confused, but I kind of want him. So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah. Short little guy with a lot of torque and a lot of get up and go, but he's sweet.
He's sweet. It'll be fun. Lisa, as always, thank you guys. Thank you for joining me and hanging out when Glenn was MIA. And let's see, I guess, you know, Jen, Glenn's going to be back in a few minutes. So good luck with that.
Yes.
I'm sure you hated every second of having the house to yourself.
It's just been horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be so sad and lonely. Just, it's like when Chad goes on a trip, which by the way, for those keeping up at home, I love my husband. But in our entire marriage, he was in the military and then he was an airline pilot. And so we have never been together this long. He had that knee surgery.
Yeah.
And he has been home since like November. And he's going to be home until February.
Oh, and my gosh.
I mean, we've never spent this much time together without a break. I mean, he was deploying to places and taking airline flights everywhere. Yeah.
But you're still living in the same house. So that's good.
We are. Yeah. I had to go. I had to leave yesterday for a little bit. Self-care is important. Self-care is important. I get it. My brother told me, he was like, you've got the perfect marriage. You're like together half the time and then you're alone half the time. So you don't have to fully come. I mean, it's like all the time right now. So everything's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's great.
Everything's fine.
He is out with his list right now. I did give him, he wants to go play golf today. And I'm like, we're prepping for a storm. But go play golf. But here's a list.
While you're out,
you do whatever you want. Just get it all done. All right, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful, wonderful snow that is going to gently fall on most everybody in the country this weekend. And it's going to be lovely and nobody's going to lose power and all the horses are going to frolic and nobody's going to get hurt.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, spay, neuter, and geld.